it is the time of the year when there seem to be music festivals all over Northwest Arkansas. And add one more to the agenda. The fourth annual KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival begins later this week, on Thursday night, as a matter of fact. The first concert, like most in the six-week series, will take place at Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall in Fayetteville on the University of Arkansas campus. And the first one, like all of the programs in the six-week series, is free. Stephen Gates is one of the organizers for the fourth annual KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival. He came by the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio last week to talk about the first in the series of concerts. And like in years past, it will begin with music from Bach.
We have, for the last couple of years, gotten into this thing of doing a rather large-ish piece by Bach. We started, I guess, 2 or 3 years ago with the Sixth Brandenburg, and then we've done some other things, and just thought that this would be a very, very nice program opener, and we had done it, and felt pretty sure that we could do it in the amount of rehearsal time that we have.
Then Charles
Loeffler, I guess. My French is pitiful.
So I shouldn't feel so bad that I am not familiar with this composer.
No. He pretty obviously is French. I believe he was one of the – there was a group of composers who worked, taught, composed that were associated with the Paris Conservatory in the early part of the 20th century. And they wrote a lot for woodwinds, which may reflect what they could get performed. It may reflect an emphasis at the Paris Conservatory. It may reflect, I shouldn't probably say this, but sort of a French sensibility toward music that uses a lot of the woodwind colors, you might say. And this piece is simply, in English, two rhapsodies for the unusual combination of oboe, viola, and piano.
Yeah.
Dr. Delaplaine will have played already the Bach concerto, and so she was around and available before she leaves town for the summer to play here. And the viola part in this case is Molly Sharp, who will be visiting again from Virginia, where she plays in an orchestra there. And we're very happy. You know, she grew up in Fayetteville, and we're happy to have her back. And piano is a colleague, former colleague of Tess's, who will be a woman named Robin Guy, who will be in town to play just this piece this summer, because the three of them are playing it later on this summer at a double reed conference, and I don't know where that is. So this is sort of a way for them to have time to get together and rehearse, because they'll then scatter to the three winds in this case, and then reconvene somewhere probably without much rehearsal time.
Now, I have to admit, when I think chamber music, when I get a mental picture, I hear those words chamber music, I get a mental picture, I don't picture a trombone.
No, you don't.
But there's going to be
I don't either.
But a trombone will be included.
Yes. We, of course, most people who are listening to this will know very well the trombone player on our faculty, Jerry Sloan, in part because he plays in so many different styles and venues and such. And so he has not played before on this summer festival. And so we talked to him, and he said, well, there's this piece by an early Baroque composer named Bieber, Heinrich Bieber, who I know for having written lots of stuff for violin. He has a set of 12 sonatas called like mystical sonatas or something, in which case, that's the wrong word, but it's close. And the tuning of the violin is different for each one of the 12 pieces. Very strange guy, but he wrote this sonata. He just called it Sonata Number 3, which was sort of typical, you know, non-descriptive title, for two violins and trombone and continuo. And continuo in this case means double bass and harpsichord.
Wow.
So it's a real chamber piece, but I can't wait to hear it. I have never heard the piece. So I will get myself out into the audience for this one.
It sounds fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to end with the American String Quartet from Dvorak.
Right. Right. And I thought that's what you were going to say when you said when you think of chamber music, what you think of is string quartet.
Right.
Which is the archetypal
exactly
chamber combination, two violins, viola, and cello. And this first piece is a it's very well known by people who care about string quartets. Mm-hmm. And the tunes, some of the tunes will be familiar to people who up until that moment had no idea what a string quartet even was. It's Dvorak, I'm not sure, honestly, whether he wrote it when he was in the United States, but he certainly tried to give it an American flavor. And I believe he's the one who picked the title, American, in quotation marks. We will have, by the way, again this summer, the musicologist on our staff, Martine Nedbal, is writing us program notes again. Great. So what people read in their program notes can correct any misspoken right. stuff from me today.
So it is Thursday night, the 24th. It begins at 7:30. It's at Celeboil, and it is free with reception afterward.
Right, on all accounts.
And you'll come back for the next 5 weeks after this?
I hope so.
Okay.
It's always fun to chat, and thank you.
It's a deal.
Okay.
Stephen Gates is a cellist, and he's also an organizer for the 4th annual KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival. The first of the 6 concerts is Thursday night. It begins at 7:30 inside Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. It and the 5 concerts that will follow on consecutive Thursdays, free. This is Ozarks at Large.